Bun on hold. Rabun on hold of the Eino Baki position. What's the svara behind? What's during the year? What's the svara of Eino Baki? Let's start with that. During the year, when they hold Eino Baki.
Why is there such just for the Eino Baki?
Yeah.
Well, there are two tracks.
Okay.
And the Baki track is one field, which says it's done by himself with Muscle and Seaboard. And the other track is the Eino Baki, where he has to come to shore and listen to the Chazan's album. That's his Surah.
Excellent. Okay. Okay.
What?
So nothing. So that okay. So the two track system. Okay, track A and track B. Good. Is that clear?
Yeah.
So now take that and now apply that to the case of Rosh Hashanah, because the Chacham will come along and say that what? What do they say?
Everybody can use Chazan's
Rosh Hashanah. Everyone can use Chazan's Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Okay.
Quarter half there.
What?
The trap.
There's what Fader picked up on is what I call the trap. The trap is that we think like Baki and Eino Baki is like an there's the intrinsic chi of is tied to that status,
right?
So like from ground level, when I evaluate the mechayev of tefillah, it's almost like we convince ourselves erroneously to think that like Chazal made that part of it, but that's not true. The status of a Baki and Eino Baki is like a secondary step. The first step is I'm chayev and davening, right? I'm chayev tefillah. Now the next step is, okay, well, can we apply the characteristic of Baki or Eino Baki? That's an abstracted status on the guy, right? Yeah.
But I would argue
the middle possibility was is that Rabbanan abandoned their position.
Jump ship,
right? And they, what do you call it? They go with Rav Gamliel, okay? How's that going to work?
Well, we're,
now that can't, yeah. We don't want this to be an exception, okay? That's bad. We don't want to say there's a rule, and this is an exception. Right, that gets very messy, right? We don't want that. Yeah. Rather, we want to say that you just want to show, naturally speaking, why.
This
one is what? The last one is
that they make it that you're there's no longer really an idea of the individual, but it's so that Chazak the Shots once can apply, it applies to everyone.
Right, there's two tracks, but then by Rosh Hashanah, in other words, since once they daven, they're with Sarek to a Tzibor.
One more time. So since they are mitzaref to tzibor,
they're also assumed as members of the group. So now when the shvuyah tzibor does the chazaras shatz, he can't pick out individuals from the group; has to relate to the group. So it's naturally going to extend to everyone.
Whereas
in general, there is no tzibor of the group. You're just starting as individuals in the makom.
So there's a special tzibor for Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah.
They created it's not that they created it.
But what happens, what do you call it? What happens on Rosh Hashanah, right? So you're saying what? The now.
Now the Mitzarev to be a Tzibor. They're all subsumed. They're one members of a group.
So there's no Bucky or Anal Bucky?
Yeah, and at that point, they're just one
Tzibor. That doesn't mean, but like, there are Eino Bakim and Makim there. They're still there. But remember, in that mechanism, just because there's a guy who's a Bucky, he's able to be Mitzarev, because they're all part of this thing called Tzibor.
Right, but that's because of the tefillah.
Or says, what makes Rosh Hashanah different? Oh, you'll say because there's a lot of psukim. But we know you don't need to say a lot of psukim. You could just say, Ubisarasacha kasuv lemor, and that's it. You'd say. By the way, I don't care how that works, okay? I mean, it's a separate sugya. It's a big sugya how that works. But the point is that you don't have to say all the psukim, okay? Now, I hope nobody, just to be clear, nobody's assuming that the Gemara doesn't know this, correct? Were you safe by saying that? The Gemara knows this principle of Ubisarasacha kasuv lemor. Okay. So the Gemara says, if it's not for that, then what's the reason why? Oh, because there's lots of brachos, right? Okay. So why does the Gemara take us down the Havi and the Maskana, right? If you're telling me that you don't have to say the Pesukim, so then why did the Gemara even have this Havi then? And the other question I asked is, why did the Gemara ever present the Pesukim? I think it's a good question. Why did the Gemara present as a Havi, or they should say, the reason why is because if I look at the amount of information that's contained in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, it is substantially more than the amount of information in the other tefillah. Meaning fused together, psukim and brachos. Don't look at them as two separate categories. It's almost like a false category here. Why have to differentiate? Why not just say, Musaf's really long? That's what, I mean, come on, right? Everyone has the art scroll phenomenon. You know, we've got to count how many pages it is. Right, we all know. Right. No, it's a good point. He's right. In other words, we got to be clear here. We're talking about two variables that are converging. In other words, there's more brachos than, let's say, Shabbos, okay? But obviously, there aren't more brachos than Shemoneh Esrei. But the content of the brachos is long as well. So it's like a combination of both more brachos and, let's say, Shabbos Yontif, right, and Yom Kippur, but also, what's it called, more content within the brachos and, let's say, Shemoneh Esrei. Right? Yes, it's a kiyum. Okay. In other words, everyone agrees that the way that, I'm saying the Gemara knows that saying of Sukkim is a kiyum, right? It knows that. Okay, so in what Eli's saying, there's a nugget there, Because Eli's saying, if it's a kiyum, well, how would that help us understand why you would always present these as being differentiated? You understand? But let's say you're right, it's a kiyum. Okay, so I can already sniff a little bit of saying, okay, well, if it's a kiyum, well, that gives it something different than brachos, but that's not enough.
Meaning?
Very easy idea. You should know this already. What's the function of the psukim? What are they there for?
To serve the brachos.
To serve the brachos. That there is proofs, right? I say, God is awesome. How do I know? Oh, melech here, melech here, melech here, right? I'm serious. That's what they are. What? I'm saying, the reason there are kiyum in the brachos, you know what I mean? They're not like, it's not like it's a kiyum in, it's not a separate kiyum in tefillah per se. They function that way. Okay, so, but then you can, see why for sure they have to be separate. It's not just that they're a kiyum. I'm saying fundamentally underneath that kiyum is they function in a much different way than the brachos. Okay, so that's why I would argue you can never have them, what do you call it, identical. You tell me. Just throw another question out there. But no, it's like not that kind of question. It's like, in other words, if we know that the, let's assume the psukim are kiyum, right? So what exactly is their relationship to the text of the musaf? You think it's a very funny idea. In other words, I have to say musaf. If I told you right now I have to say musaf, what would you say machiv is? To say brachos along with psukim.
So not knowing this.
No, I'm saying the psukim come from the brachos.
We already know. We said the Gemara already knows that.
I know. 1 second. Okay. I say v'sarsach chosulei more. So go back to that question. If I say that, what have I done?
You've mentioned that there are psukim.
Right. So I've done my chiyuv. Right. There is a chiyuv of psukim. Because if there weren't, then I wouldn't have to say v'sarsach chosulei more. So there's something there. Right. So again, all I want to know is that what's the relationship? Ellie's observation, I think, is 100% correct. And that's to me the setup here. You just got to plug in time. That's kind of the setup is you have something very fascinating. There's a chiyuv tefila, right? I'm chayiv. My chiyuv is to say brachos and recite psukim, which I can fulfill through v'sarsach chosulei more, right? But if I ask you what the source of tefila is, right? If I asked, and I'll put it descriptively, in Chazal, when they were writing this down, right, so to speak, all the psukim are in there, along with the brachos. That's in it, right? That's part of the very form. So you have a very funny idea. No, I want it. So I'm just saying, I agree with that observation. Now what? Okay. Tosfos, who's reading? Fader, read. Wrong one. As I put in the chat. It's on the other, I know, it's on the other daf. Right. Just like his Yotze the Ain't a Bucky, he's Yotze the Bucky.
Oh, okay.
Right? Amazing! Okay, you missed it. The Baha, right? It's amazing. The Baha proposes something fascinating. The Baha says, if you're going to tell me that he's Motzi the Bucky and Ain't a Bucky, so this is our incredible test of some of the things that we've been saying. And this surah, the tefillah business by tefillah sibra, is needing a little modification, we'll see. Because the Baha'i says something fascinating. I daven my tefillah lachash, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and what happened? I didn't say Rosh Chodesh. I got to daven. Now, at that moment, what has to happen? I got to daven again. But the Baha'i says, what can I do?
Just listen to the
Shaykh Sibar. Woo!
Is this within?
Whoa, you'll see in a second. Hold on. Okay? But think about that for a second. Does that make sense? Forget who's within. Okay.
It doesn't make sense.
No sense at all.
Doesn't make any sense.
It makes perfect sense. What do you mean?
Nothing.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know what? I made a big mistake. Hold on. Before we do Tosos, go back to the end of the Gemara. My bad. It doesn't make any sense. You don't understand the end of the Gemara. I'm such an idiot. I apologize. Go to the end of the Gemara now. Fader.
Oh, this part?
Yeah, Amar Bacha. Yeah. This messes everything up. Amar Bacha Bar, Vir Amar Shimon Chasida. Okay.
He was even potter people in the field.
Now, what does that mean, people in the field? If I took that literally, it means that Chazrat Shatz works for people who are literally in the fields. They don't have to listen to it. That's
everything else.
Wow, right? Now, the good news is that that's one parish. I'm cheating because this is what Tosus is going to be discussing. One parish is, yeah.
Crazy.
Right. And by the way, if you hold like that, then of course, we just read with the Mahag. Of course, Mahag makes perfect sense, as Tosos thinks that you should say, obviously. Because that's you're going to have to answer that. But everybody's telling me that the Chazrat Shatz works for the guys in the field who aren't even listening to it. What?
Let's see how
I know. You're going to have to find that. All right, but again, one more time. In other words, let's say the Gemara says that, according to Rav Gamliel, that when that guy gets up there to say Chazrat Shatz, this is great for guys who work on farms, right? Or unable to get to shul, right? So they fulfill their tzibur, they fulfill their obligation, even though they haven't heard a word and they haven't said any davening to themselves.
To what extent,
this is going to have to be
over. No. If you're in town, you can make it to shul, you're out. We'll get to that.
So what are we considering?
Oh, so very simple. Let's take Modi in. I'll give you an example. Imagine there's no buses, okay? So if you're in Ligad working in the technology park, you can't make this role. Yeah, you're out of the city, okay? You can't make this role. So those guys, it's talk about sympathy with Inabaki. This is even more sympathetic. This is saying, I don't even have to listen to Shmon Esser and Biyotze.
But your intent is that you want it to come out.
I can't. No. I just can't make it. What? That's what you need to answer. But one second.
I can't make it versus I'm like, I just don't care.
We'll get to that. Oh, then you're out. If you don't care, you're out.
Okay.
We'll get to that.
Wait, hold on.
I know this is fascinating. Before you apply that, though, understand the other possibility. In other words, as you read through the Gemara, allow these two possibilities in your brain to work their way through. So one possibility is that the Am Shebasados, who don't even hear a Yotze. Now the Tosas is going to be cutesy and say, oh, that's how the Bahag works. You have to answer why. Okay, but the other possibility is that no. Am Shebasados doesn't literally mean Am Shebasados. It means there are those who come to shul. Okay, there are Enobakis. But there's also people who come to shul who, because of the nature of what they do, they just can't be master their tefillah. Okay? So those people, if they heard Chazorot HaShatz, they'd be Yotze. Okay? But notice the difference. Huge nafkamina. In order to be Yotze, Chazorot HaShatz, you'll actually have to hear it or not. It's huge. You don't appreciate why that's so big. Don't you understand? If you go down one road, everything we've been saying has to be modified. What? That's also important. It's going to be modified. Okay, real quickly. So what is it? No, it's either Am Shebasados means they're actually in shul and hearing it.
Oh, they're just non-Bakim.
Not yeah, but we'll see if they're just not.
Sense.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. So Tosfos ought to make sense. I don't care about Tosfos. Okay, so what does the Gemara say?
And so he wouldn't even need to say these who are in shul staying here.
Adarabah, honey nisi, honey lo nisi. Meaning like this, meaning that the people in the fields are honest, right? So they can't come to shul, right? So therefore, of course, the shliksibers yotze them. I don't care which mechanism, by the way, yeah. But of course the Xibra was going to work, right?
I mean, the people, you don't need to say that the people who are in shul can't read our Yotze, even if you aren't in shul.
Right, exactly. And what's the Raya? Now, this is so important. We're going to borrow from the mechanism of Birkas Kohanim. Because what do we see by Birkas Kohanim? By Birkas Kohanim, so if I'm standing behind the Kohanim, I'm not Yotze. But let's say I'm in the fields, I'm Yotze, Birkas Kohanim. Right? So you see, it's Pshita, of course. So the answer is, Eleki Asa, Amar Ab Yaakov, Baridi, Amar Shem Chasida, Lepatar Magamliya, Ella. Right, Am Shebasados, which means my taima. What is the reason why? Mishum da anisi b'malacha, abav irlo. So they're honest in malacha. But if you're in the city, now this is going to be very hard to explain factually. If you're in the city, you're not considered honest. Okay, you'll see. Tosa is going
to
struggle with this a bit. Okay, but now, no, of course you are. You know why? Because it's two different ways to read the Gemara. Where? Oh, so the Gemara's question is: you explain it properly. In other words, what do you mean? Is that a chiddush that the Shliach Tzibur is motzi the Am Shebasados? Of course he is. Of course he is. El Chiddush is the opposite.
So what's Hani and Nisi?
Oh, the reason why. Why does it work for Am Shebasados? They're honest.
I see.
Yeah, but if I'm in shul, you can't say I'm honest. Right. Okay. So the Gemara says, compare it to Birkas Kohanim. All right? Oh, meaning this is important. Meaning the Gemara is saying, not only can I show you that the, in other words, logically speaking, but I can give you a precedent that you see by Birkas Kohanim, it works for people in the fields. Right? Now the question right now is, what's the maskana? There's, if you learn the maskana, there's, again, based on each parish, the maskana is very different. Is the maskana accepting the Birkas Kohanim model and saying the same works like Birkas Kohanim work by Am Shebasados, and therefore some exclude the people in the city? That means that I don't have to hear the Shliach Tzibur. Or is it rejecting Birkas Kohanim and saying no, that by Birkas Kohanim it does work for people in the fields who don't hear it, but not by Chazorot HaShatz? I gotta be in shul. You understand? In other words, I'm trying to help you guys out, but I'm failing. In other words, you'll see this tomorrow. In other words, and based on the two Pirushim, the maskana of the Gemara is going to change. Because if you hold that all along, what the Shliach Tzibur says is motzi anyone, regardless of they hear it or not, that's which model? Birkas Kohanim. So when he says Ela Kiyasa, it means it's agreeing with Birkas Kohanim. But if you say that no, that Am Shebasados means they got to be in shul hearing the Shliach Tzibur, so then the Eloki also is rejecting the Birkas Kohanim model.
Can you explain it why we're rejecting it?
Yes. Well, that's what you need to figure out. That's what Tosfos is going to flesh out. Tosfos is going to use the Bahag's example. It's a nifty Tosfos. It's really good. He's going to use the Bahag's example to flesh out these two Pirushim. Okay? He's going to say, because if you hold like the Bahag, he's going to say you're going to have a very hard time saying that I have to hear every word, right, to be Yotze. You'll see why. Okay. Do the Tosos. Right? Do the Tosos. It's a very easy Tosos. It's really easy. Okay? Shkoyach. Very nice.